Leader of Greece's leftist Syriza party claims victory in general elections, addressing his supporters. Alexis Tsipras said the win signals the end of austerity in Greece and other European countries. He said Greece is prepared to work with creditors for a viable debt deal. The UN Security Council is going to hold a special meeting Monday at Kiev's request, focusing on the violence in eastern Ukraine. Earlier, the 15-member council failed to agree on a resolution to denounce Saturday's rocket attacks on Mariupol that killed at least 30 people. Tunisia's Islamic Ennahda party says it will not vote in favor of a new government that needs approval from the parliament. The threat comes after Prime Minister Habib Essid unveiled a cabinet lineup that includes no members of Ennahda. The party holds more than one-third of parliament's seats. Japan's annual trade deficit widened to a record $109 billion in 2014, with a weakening yen pushing the cost of imports higher. The trade shortfall rose by 11.4% from $97.7 billion in 2013. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad says Israel carried out attacks in the country in order to bolster militant forces that seek to topple the government. He accused Tel Aviv of carrying out airstrikes in Syria, saying whenever the military makes advances, Israel attacks the very same area to undermine the army. Lebanon's Hezbollah says it was the direct target of a recent Israeli attack on Syria's Golan Heights. The movement's deputy chief, Sheikh Naim Rassam, says the assault reveals that Israel has been orchestrating the crisis in Syria since its outbreak. He says Hezbollah will continue to fight the Israeli-backed militants. Palestinian officials say the U.S. and European states are pressuring them to back down on a statehood bill at the United Nations. Palestinian Authority's Foreign Minister Riyad al-Maliki says Palestinians are determined to approach the Security Council despite pressures. The resolution calls for the ending of Israeli occupation of Palestinian lands by 2017. And in the United States, government screeners at airport security checkpoints seized a record number of guns in 2014. A new study has found a significant 22% increase in the number of firearms seized in carry-on bags. The report says over 80% of the confiscated guns were loaded.